Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Rabbi Jack Moline. The book title is direct, Asylum, A Memoir and Manifesto. Both parts are compelling. The dangerous and soul-crushing journey through homophobic circles in Nigeria, as well as the clear-eyed but ultimately hope-filled appreciation for America and its continued promise that the author, Adafi Oporo, brings to his story. Ordained in Africa, Adafi Oporo brings a rare personal familiarity with the ways religion is being misused to advance Western interests there while marginalizing LGBT persons and their very lives. Adafi, congratulations on this powerful book, and thank you for making time to be with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here. I look forward to this conversation.
Let me start with the impossible question, because you wrote a whole book, briefly, and that's what makes it impossible. Could you say where you started and where you've ended up as described in the memoir part of this new book?
Yeah, I grew up in Warri, Nigeria, which is the south of Nigeria. I grew up in the Delta by the Atlantic Ocean. I was the last in a family of four. I was the first in my family to have a college education. While I was in college, I used to be a pastor of a church. I left the church because of homophobia, and I became an activist, providing access to treatment for LGBTQ identified people in Nigeria, which put my life in danger, and I had to flee. I came to the US seeking asylum at JFK, and I was incarcerated as an asylum seeker. I stayed in a detention center for 6 months. I was granted asylum, and I was allowed to stay in America as a refugee. And now I work with refugees across the country, providing access to technology that will help them rebuild their lives in a new country. As a brief short stop.
That's pretty brief, but that's sort of like saying the story of America is we fought a war and now we have a country. So let's fill in one spot in the middle. Would you talk about the life-changing night when you were 26? I think it's impossible for most of us to imagine what happened, yet it wasn't even unusual in that time and place.
Yeah, so in Nigeria, there are seven states that practice Sharia law. And in Sharia law, you could be stoned to death for being a gay-identified person. In my community where I live in Abuja, I was working with gay men who were HIV positive and were not having access to quote-unquote treatment, so which was increasing the death mortality rates of gay-identified men. And while I was doing this work, I won an award for my work as a public health activist. The night of my birthday, I was woken up with banging on my door. People were screaming that he's gay. We have found out and we're going to kill him. You know, I ran to the back of my apartment, which is like a one bedroom. I wanted to jump out from the window. The other side, there were a lot of people there too. And they broke my door. I was just having my pants on. They dragged me onto the streets. And they were like beating me up with sticks and woods. And children were singing behind me, he's gay. I found out and we're going to kill him. It was just like celebrating my 26th birthday, the night before, and waking up in the morning to this mob attack. And I blacked out during that attack. And when I woke up, I found myself in a clinic and I had to flee. This is like a brief explanation because if I go deep in, it kind of affects me later on. So I tried to like make it as brief as possible.
Sure. Wow, that's quite a story. We need to take another break, but I'll talk more with Adafi Oporo in just a minute. And later, Ross Keyes of Interfaith Alliance of North Dakota. If you miss any part of today's program, you can hear full episodes of State of Belief anytime on our website. You'll also find links to the topics we discussed this week, extended interviews and transcripts, and an archive of past shows, all at stateofbelief.com. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, religion and radio done differently.